So this morning we're just going to take time out to discuss a little bit and read and about book distribution, about how important it was to Srila Prabhupada. Book distribution has always been one of those circumstances in Krishna consciousness where it's hard to, or it's difficult to understand. And Prabhupada has said many, many things about book distribution and how important it was to him and how he got an instruction from his spiritual master regarding this idea or service of book distribution. But before we begin, I'd just like to say a few things in terms of how we should perceive this transcendental science of book distribution in Krishna consciousness. Maybe 3 years ago, the GBC and the BBT came together in North America, and the discussion was how to revive book distribution in America, bring it to the days of when Srila Prabhupada was here on the planet, and how Srila Prabhupada really pushed the leadership, specifically the ISKCON GBC leadership, in the importance of this book distribution, how important it was to Srila Prabhupada. And in those particular days, one of the requirements, practically speaking, of becoming a leader, a temple president, or a GBC, meant that you were very much understanding the instruction from Srila Prabhupada, and that we would go out and distribute these books profusely. And if there was a person in leadership capacity who was not actually involved in this pushing of Prabhupada's books, sometimes they were brought to task. They were questioned, why? So, this 3 years ago, there was this meeting, and it was stated that maybe we should try to get all the leadership in America back on track in understanding this instruction given to us by Prabhupada. And one of the catalysts was that all the leadership of North America came together and united with the world, actually, too, the leadership of the world of Krishna consciousness. And we were very much, you might say, we had to come together in order to deal with the Turley case. The Turley case was a very serious legal case of abuse of our children in ISKCON. And there was a huge lawsuit, and there was multi-millions of dollars that had to be raised in order to pay off the agreement. And so this brought a lot of stress and anxiety, and especially in North America, since it was here in North America where the case was filed, we had a huge debt that we had to fulfill for the court. And that brought all of us together, and we taxed our brain how to get this Lakshmi. And by real cooperation and by developing a plan, it was actually accomplished. Big feat for us, especially in North America. It was a big, big feat. And we all became very happy about being able to cooperate together and accomplish this and keep a face on this ISKCON movement throughout the world and saved it, really, from a lot of terrible harassment and so many things that we did that was wrong, and we realized it, and everyone admitted it, and wanted to go forward and become purified. So that was a catalyst for us to learn how to work together. And after that particular case, we thought, well, why not continue? And continue specifically in this idea of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books profusely. So we embarked on a plan. And the first year, the plan was to at least to like a million in sales of Srila Prabhupada's books. And everyone had a quota. And the next year after that, everyone came back again in January, and the quota was met. In fact, it was surpassed. So then we decided again, well, let's do another quota with a little bit of an increase. And that actually worked. And so this year there was another quota that was placed upon us. And we're seeing now that that'll also be achieved. So this is done by cooperation. And throughout the year, there's been a lot of, we have a lot of phone calls, weekly phone calls, and a lot of in-between phone calls, communicating with each other and trying to see how we can accomplish this goal. So that working together made it possible. That was the real crux of the story, that the cooperation. And we've heard Prabhupada say that this is what's important in ISKCON, is this cooperation. And also developing a plan, some direction. You can see we have a chart there in that board, and it shows the book distribution results of each temple and GBC. So this is like published. We send this out regularly to the temple leadership and, of course, to the society leadership of North America. And the numbers, we're always looking at the numbers. Srila Prabhupada also was very encouraged about numbers. He said that when he heard the numbers of book distribution, he felt invigorated. He felt like a young man again. So these weren't like words just figuratively spoken. These are actually what made Srila Prabhupada extremely happy, very happy. And Prabhupada has said so many times in so many letters and so many lectures that if we simply just focus on this book distribution, everything else will come from that. Everything. And we're seeing that the ISKCON society is prospering, is growing more and more. More and more things are happening that are just phenomenal. Here in New Dwarka, it's so phenomenal. For God's sake, we were invited 2 years in a row to sing backup for Stevie Wonder. Hardly we can sing, but it's phenomenal how it can happen. So that's just a little tidbit. But this is the kind of things that are going on. And you may wonder, well, why? Well, it happens because if we cooperate together and we follow the instruction of Srila Prabhupada and the instruction of previous acharyas, good things happen. Wonderful things happen. The preaching is what's really gives life. Preaching gives life to our society. And the more that we focus on this preaching effort, the more life there'll be in the temple. Otherwise, things can become a little bit hackneyed, unfortunately. Although it is direct spiritual activity, sometimes it's very difficult for us. And somehow or other, we become illusion. But if we all try to cooperate in our efforts in the temple, big things can happen. So, New Dwarka, we've been very fortunate here for the last few decades in our endeavor to please Srila Prabhupada. This year, the endeavor has been extremely successful. And I think one of the factors of this success is that we've actually accomplished by getting the congregation involved. We have now congregational members that are involved in our Christmas marathon who are want to participate, if not by directly distributing Prabhupada's books, at least sponsoring the distribution of Prabhupada's books, which is extremely amazing. And sometimes we speak of the good old days, the heyday, but we should know that this is the heyday right now. What's actually being accomplished in the BBT and the book distribution in North America is like the heyday of the early days when everyone was out on book distribution in the temple. And, of course, that doesn't happen today. But the point being is that the results are so humongous, very encouraging. So this takes cooperation And so many times we've used the example of an army. You know, you have an army and you need cooks. You need people that will take care of things, the equipment, things of that nature. So there's different duties. So the temple is like that. We couldn't go on if we didn't have the surrendered pujaris that make the deities look so beautiful, isn't it? I mean, how could we possibly go on if we couldn't wake up in the morning and see their lordship, Sisi Rukmini Dwarkadish every morning, and Lord Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra, and Sisi Gonitai, and they're so beautifully dressed. There's so much energy and strength and potency in seeing the Supreme Lord every day. That gives us life also. So how could we go on? Can you imagine coming here in the temple room and there's nothing here? It's just empty, four walls. After a while, you think, well, why am I coming here? So we need that. We need to have deities. We need to have pujaris that do that wonderful service. We need the cooks that cook for the deities and cook for the devotees. An army cannot run on an empty stomach. We need wonderful prasadam. They're essential. If we were here and you had to cook your own prasadam every day, wouldn't that be a hassle? Wouldn't that be a difficulty? Think about that. It'd be so difficult. It'd be discouraging. You wouldn't have time to do that. Barely the devotees can do their laundry and have time to do service. What to speak of having to go in the kitchen and cook and go out and buy the boga. So we take these things for granted. But you can see we have this class here. We get up and we walk over to Prasadam Hall. And if we like it that day, we go, oh, it's pretty good. If we don't like it, we just move on and do something else. But if you like it, you just sit down and you eat. And not only that, but somebody serves you. I mean, somebody's actually serving you the prasadam. I mean, that's incredible. Can you imagine how wonderful it is? How could we go on if we didn't have these things? It would be very difficult. Very real task oriented if we didn't have these different devotees helping. And, you know, what to speak of all the other things that go on. Maintenance, like today, the heater didn't go on. Was everybody happy about that? No. We were freezing. And while we were freezing up here, then down here, Vaninath was up in the roof trying to light. Just all those little things that we don't think about that are so important in order for our consciousness to be proper. Come in here in the temple room, nice, warm, toasty. You think, yeah, Krishna consciousness is great. And one little thing goes wrong, and then all of a sudden, so many problems. What's going on with this administration? They don't know what they're doing around here. Spacing things out. Can't they get somebody up there? Can't you go get a professional? You know, something like that. Just like in our building, there was no hot water for the last several days. So you have to get in that cold shower, and it's freezing cold. And some devotees that live in our building have to take 3 showers a day to go on the altar. And they don't even complain. No one was yelling at me. Nobody was complaining. It was very tolerant. But you can see what kind of a difficulty that is to get up and take a cold, cold shower. Yeah, it's freezing. But we take it for granted that things will happen. I'm just mentioning all these little things because we tend to not think about those little things that go on that make everything very constructive and very organized. And we forget about those devotees that are actually doing that service. But it's part of the whole team effort, the army of Krishna consciousness. This is how these things happen. Like Brigapati Prabhu mentioned in class today, that this temple is just organized for book distribution. But that's the organization of it, of all these temple devotees doing all those services for us so that we can go on and do this wonderful preaching effort to please Srila Prabhupada. And you can see that if it continues that way, then the results are huge, beyond expectation. So that is the success of this cooperation and understanding that we're working here together. This is not a competition. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about the results of the marathon. It's not meant to put down someone. Sometimes it's like thought like that. Okay, you know, everybody here is just, they don't care about anything I do, and they just think about and glorify the book distributors. It's not meant to be that. It's just meant to be that those are the, you might say, the frontline devotees that go out and they meet people every day and they give people an opportunity to come in contact with Krishna consciousness. Most of us don't have that opportunity. Most of us are not even out there. We're here. And we're giving that support that's needed for those devotees to go out. Even if you take the percentages of devotees that go out and the ones that stay in the temple, it's almost, you know, not even fair. Most of us stay back. A few go out, comparatively. And so, it takes that much in order just for a few to go out. You can imagine. So, it's a big effort. It's a combined effort. And all the devotees that are in the temple here, they make it possible. And maybe in New Dwarka, we have an opportunity to do something more than other smaller temples. This temple was always a temple that Prabhupada looked at in terms of doing great things in book distribution, deity worship, devotee making, different standards of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada had a high expectation. And that's very difficult to maintain year after year. It's challenging. And I know that the quotas for New Dwarka are huge compared to other temples, which is okay, because then it forces us to work harder, become more dedicated, and think about how to please Srila Prabhupada more and more. I personally was never an intimate associate of Srila Prabhupada. I never had Srila Prabhupada's association, hardly ever. I did see Srila Prabhupada in different places a few times. I was fortunate enough to be there, and I was fortunate enough to get close to Srila Prabhupada. But never did I get in the inner circle of Srila Prabhupada. Never. Always on the outskirts. In those days, it was very difficult to get close to Srila Prabhupada. For a lot of reasons. We felt we weren't even qualified to be close to Prabhupada, really. So it wasn't that we were distressed by it, but we just felt that our position was to just work sincerely for Srila Prabhupada. But the one time that I did have an opportunity to get close to Srila Prabhupada and actually speak to Srila Prabhupada, I felt that it was the best thing that could ever happen in my life, because at that particular point, what was discussed was this book distribution. And so many temple, not so many, but a lot of early disciples of Srila Prabhupada received instructions from Srila Prabhupada. They were told to do different projects. Even today, we have some senior devotees that travel around. Sometimes some of them come to New Dwarka and they say, well, I got an instruction from Srila Prabhupada to do scientific preaching or this kind of preaching or do this or do that, which is really very, very beautiful. And good that it goes on. So, in the short little span of 120 seconds, maybe 3 minutes, that I was close to Srila Prabhupada, this is what we spoke about, is the book distribution. And I can see that, for me, this was the greatest thing that ever happened in my life. So, the reason that we pressed this particular issue here is because maybe I feel like this is something that Srila Prabhupada gave a personal instruction to me. So that's why we do this so much. Sometimes you may wonder, well, why do we do it so much here? Why do we press it so much and not think about this or think about that? Because I feel this is something that I personally had an interaction, relationship with Srila Prabhupada. So, yes, that is the reason. So you may wonder that. Sometimes I hear some people say that, well, Savas doesn't care about anything else but book distribution. But I think if you look around, you'll see that's not true, isn't it? I mean, we do a lot of things here in New Dwarka. We don't just do book distribution. We do a lot of things. And a lot of things that we do, I mean, are not so bad, right? I mean, Rathiacha is not so bad. The deities look pretty good, don't they? I do love Rukmini and Dwarkadish. I do love them. Our success is because of Rukmini and Dwarkadish. And so, yes, we love Kirtan. We invited Madhava Prabhu and Radhika Devi Dasi to come, and that was pretty good, wasn't it? Yeah. Hari Bol. So we do love Kirtan, chanting Hare Krishna. And so many things that we do. But we also like this book distribution, this preaching effort that Srila Prabhupada stressed so strongly when he was on this planet. So I just thought I should kind of open it up in that way so that no one becomes disturbed that you're a second-class citizen because you don't go out on book distribution. That has nothing to do with it. For God's sake, we had Bhakti Oscar go out. Isn't that great? Haribo! One of the highlights of our marathon, Bhakti Oscar. You know, you just, Haribo! You just turned, what, 11? Yeah, 11 years old. So an 11-year-old can go out on book distribution. Nice. And his father, Nila Madhava Prabhu. Hari Bol. Yes. So, you know, it's something that anyone can practically do, really. From a young boy of 11 all the way to a young man still at 30-something. So there's no difficulty. Or even an old man of 63, like Brigupati Prabhu. So, you know, it has, yes. And this is very glorious in terms of what can be done by this cooperative nature, this cooperative effort. And it's there in order to bring us together to please Srila Prabhupada. This is what it's really about. And I would just like to share some things that Srila Prabhupada himself said about the importance of book distribution. And how, if we do this, how the results can be so wonderful, because we actually please the predecessor acharyas by this preaching effort. They're satisfied by this. And even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, there's so many things that we've heard. Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj. And we'll read about that. But first, I'd like to start out with the power of books. I was sent this by Jai Veda Maharaj. It's a story from Kenya, Africa. It says, one young, well-educated African man told me the story of how he became a devotee. His family was given 2,000 different books by a close family friend, an avid reader. Among those books, two caught our young man's eye, War and Peace by Tolstoy and The Science of Self-Realization by Srila Prabhupada. He picked up War and Peace and read it, but he said, I couldn't get my head around it. Then he picked up The Science of Self-Realization and just kept reading and reading straight through. It all clicked. He soon came to the Nairobi temple and started attending programs. And now he is a full-time, very capable devotee, recently initiated by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj as Shivananda Chaitanya Das Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Yes, this is one story of many stories. That's the potency of book distribution. That's the purpose of doing it. It is our marketing plan. This is how we market ourselves, this Krishna consciousness movement, by this book distribution. So our preachers, our book distributors have to be, nice devotees, because they're representing Krishna consciousness. So, Prabhupada said on December 6th in 1974, regarding your question, actually it is a fact that ultimately everyone should preach and distribute books if they want to please me in the best way. Book distribution must be given stress always. If you do this sincerely, it is a fact that Krishna will supply everything else required. I blindly follow my Guru Maharaj. I do not know what is the result. So I'm stressing on this point of book distribution. He told me this personally. Book distribution is Bhagavat Marg, and temple worship is Pancharatriki Vidhi. Both are important for cultivating Vaishnavism, but comparatively speaking, Bhagavat Marg is more important than Pancharatriki Vidhi. As far as possible, both should go on in the parallel lines, but still Bhagavat Marg is more important than the other. So you are all intelligent boys, so you should judge the desire of my Guru Maharaj and help me in that way. So Prabhupada used to always say that the Sankirtan devotees, they're very dear to Krishna. Prabhupada himself said that, very dear to Krishna. And because the reason that they're dear is because they're doing the field work. They're going out. And Krishna immediately recognizes them because they're actually going out and telling people about Krishna. So Krishna recognizes them immediately. It's just like if someone was your marketing agent and everywhere they went, they marketed you. You'd quickly recognize that individual, wouldn't you? I mean, if somebody was walking around the block here speaking about your glories, you know, sooner or later you'd recognize that person almost immediately and think, wow, this is my good friend. So same thing, when you go out and you preach through this book distribution, Krishna recognizes that devotee as servants, true servants. Prabhupada gave the example of just like a farm boy in the time of war. You know, he's just an ordinary farm boy, but, you know, he goes to fight for his country. He's just an ordinary guy from Kansas, farmer from Kansas. And immediately he gets thrown into the front line, and immediately he becomes recognized if he does some heroic activity. He could be just an ordinary person. Just a, you know, ordinary guy, but thrown to the front line and boom, immediately becomes famous, can become famous. A real war hero. Just like in America today, if you travel, you'll see that there's a lot of soldiers that they get preferences. You know, they come in their soldier outfit and you're waiting in line to get on the airplane, boom, they put all the soldiers in front of you. And immediately, because they're a soldier, they're recognized. They're like true. They're considered to be like true servants of the country of the United States of America, and they're glorified on the airplane. They glorify them, and there's announcements in the airport saying, "Go to the USO. There you'll get a meal, a shower, a bed to sleep." They're giving them so many facilities immediately, just because they have a uniform on, that they're a true servant of their country. So the same thing, those individual devotees who go out and they preach this message, immediately they become recognized by Krishna. And Krishna gives them mercy. He gives them facility. And this is how it goes. And we also at the temple should recognize them as being individuals that are very dedicated, very serious about this activity. So I'll read a little bit more. A couple of things and then we'll read some scores. This comes from Srila Prabhupada. When one becomes serious to follow the mission of the spiritual master, his resolution is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained before, this means meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the instruction of the spiritual master. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states in his Bhagavad Gita commentary on this verse, that one should serve the words of the spiritual master. The disciple must stick to whatever the spiritual master orders. Simply by following on that line, one sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In conclusion, if a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of the spiritual master, he immediately associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Vani or Bapu, by the instruction or by the personal form. This is the only secret of success in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead of being eager to see the Lord in some bush of Vrindavan, while at the same time engaging in sense gratification, if one instead sticks to the principle of following the words of the spiritual master, he will see the Supreme Lord without difficulty. This is Srila Prabhupada. This, our book distribution, is the most important task in our society. Therefore, I am giving so much stress and I am working so hard on this because this is my life and soul according to the order of my Guru Maharaj. And by his grace, it is to some extent successful. And I took it seriously. I take it seriously now. That is my life and soul. I never tried in India to construct big temples, or even in your country, we didn't. I never tried. But I was selling personally books. That is my history. Wow. If you take a history of an individual, this is his history, distributing his books for the pleasure of his spiritual master. One may sell books or enlist life members or render some other service, but these duties are not ordinary duties. These duties serve as an impetus for remembering Krishna. When one goes with a Sankirtan party or sells books, he naturally remembers that he is going to sell Krishna's books. In this way, he is remembering Krishna. When one goes to enlist a life member, he talks about Krishna and thereby remembers him. So, these are wonderful instructions of how to remember Krishna by our service. If you're going to go cook for Krishna, you think of Krishna, who he should be. If you're going on Harinam, you think about Krishna. You go on book distribution, you think, I'm going out to distribute books for Krishna. So these are wonderful meditations that Prabhupada has given us. Okay, I'll read another one. Unless one is Bhagyavan, very fortunate, he'll not go back home, back to Godhead. He will rot here. So this Krishna consciousness movement means we are trying to make people Bhagyavan. If he wants, he can become Bhagyavan. That is our intent. But we are creating so many centers. We are teaching how to become Bhagyavan, fortunate. How to go back home, back to Godhead. How he can be happy. Now, if one is fortunate, they will take this instruction and turn his life. Therefore, this is mission. But without becoming Bhagyavan, nobody can go. So we are giving them chance to become fortunate. This is our mission. The most unfortunate is getting the chance to become fortunate. Any one of us can consider this. How from unfortunate life, they are coming to fortunate. This is Krishna consciousness movement. That we are giving chance to the unfortunate. Everyone is unfortunate. Everyone is a rascal. We are giving chance how to become intelligent and fortunate. This is Krishna consciousness. If the people are not so unfortunate and rascal, then what is the meaning of preaching? Preaching means that you have to turn the rascals and unfortunate to become intelligent and fortunate. That is preaching. But as you are fortunate and intelligent, you cannot take to Krishna consciousness. That is a fact. So that is the reason for our book distribution, is to help people become fortunate. Those that are unfortunate, and that means us. Every one of us in this room were very unfortunate until we met Krishna consciousness. Then we became fortunate. The favorable conditions for discharging devotional service are that one should be very enthusiastic in serving the Lord. The Lord, in his form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wanted the cult of devotional service to the Lord to be preached all over the world in every nook and corner. And therefore, a pure devotee's duty is to discharge this order as far as possible. Every devotee should be very enthusiastic, not only in performing his daily rituals or devotional service, but in trying to preach the cult peacefully by following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. If he is not superficially successful in such an attempt, he should not be deterred from the discharge of his duty. Success or failure has no meaning for a pure devotee because he is a soldier in the field. Preaching the cult of devotional service is something like declaring war against materialistic life. So these are just some wonderful things that Srila Prabhupada wrote about the importance of this preaching effort. See if I can read something else. A few more. This is a purport. Here is an explanation of how those engaged in activities for the welfare of others are very quickly recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, "One who preaches a message of Bhagavad Gita to my devotees is most dear to me. No one can excel him in satisfying me by worship." There are different kinds of welfare activities in this material world, but the supreme welfare activity is the spreading of Krishna consciousness. If one tries to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, he should be understood to be performing the best welfare activity. The Lord is automatically very pleased with him. If the Lord is pleased with him, what is left for him to achieve? If one has been recognized by the Lord, even if he does not ask the Lord for anything, the Lord, who is within everyone, supplies him whatever he wants. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9:22. Again, as stated here, the best welfare activity is raising people to the platform of Krishna consciousness, since the conditioned souls are suffering only for want of Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada said so many things as we're reading here. But he's also said that in order for us to be preaching this Krishna consciousness, we ourselves have to be convinced about Krishna consciousness. We have to feel that we're doing the highest welfare activity for our countrymen, those from America. And Prabhupada said so many times in America, there is no culture. There's no brain. There's no Brahminical culture in America. So there's no brain here. So unless Krishna consciousness is preached in this country, the Western world, Prabhupada at one time said that unless Krishna consciousness takes hold in the Western world, it is dead. He specifically said, America is finished. So we have a big task. So in order to accomplish this task, we have to be convinced about Krishna consciousness, and that'll help us become more enthusiastic in our service. If we're not convinced, if we're thinking that people out there are really enjoying much more than we are, it's very difficult to preach Krishna consciousness. Very difficult. But if we understand why they're unfortunate, then we can accomplish our goal. Because really, as Prabhupada said so many times, they're simply rotting. They are very unfortunate, and we need to make them bhagyavan, fortunate. That's why we do this activity, and we try to please Srila Prabhupada by it. Okay. I got a lot of them. I could probably keep you here for a couple hours. This is something nice. Many fanatical spiritual movements have come and gone, but without the flawless philosophy of Krishna, they cannot stand. Therefore, I want especially that my books should be distributed profusely. This is our substance, real philosophical information, not some weak sentiments. So try for this, to give all men this Krishna philosophy, and many real devotees will come with us back home, back to Godhead. Wow. I could never have thought that it was possible to distribute so many of our literatures. Therefore, I can understand it is simply Krishna's blessing, that Krishna is blessing us for your sincerely working on his behalf. That is the secret of my success, not that personally I have done anything wonderful, but that because those who are helping me are sincere, they have done the work. That is the reason for our success all over the world where others have failed. A little sincerity is a very difficult thing in this age of hypocrisy and bluff. But I am so fortunate that Krishna has sent me all of you nice boys and girls who are sincerely working. So that is the secret, sincerity. We need to be sincere in our endeavor. And if we are, there'll be success. So, let's read a few results, okay? We'll just kind of go through it very quickly. Again, we're reading scores because these scores made Srila Prabhupada extremely happy and enthusiastic in his efforts to translate his books, which he did here in Los Angeles, up in his room. And when he would hear the scores, in fact, Rameshwar, I think, once on time said that he would go up to Srila Prabhupada's room and read the scores to him. And Srila Prabhupada was so elated and just couldn't believe the types of numbers that he was hearing of his books being distributed. And when he heard that, it made him more enthusiastic than ever to go out and or continue his translations. So we're just going to give some names. I think we should at least recognize these devotees that made the sacrifice to go out on this book distribution marathon for December. So please bear with me. It'll be just a few more minutes, not very long. So it was the Govinda's Gift Shop, Bhakti and Andrea, Vaninath Roy Prabhu, Kumari Gopi Devi Dasi, Bhakti David, Banabhata Prabhu, Bhagavat Prabhu, and Ayan Davi Devi Dasi, and Mahabharat Prabhu, Deva Didihiti Devi Dasi, and Bhakti Leo Mayapur Shashi Prabhu, Balai Devi Dasi, Bhakti Vatsal Prabhu, Bhakti David, Shama Devi Dasi, Archita Prabhu, Savasan Tadit, Naikatma Prabhu, Krishnapad Prabhu, Bhakti Oscar. I'm sorry, I really get a kick out of Bhakti Oscar. It's very pleasing to see. Panavi Devi Dasi, Pavani Devi Dasi, excuse me, Gopi Gita Devi Dasi, and Advaita Chandra, and Sita Takarani Devi Dasi, and Veda Prabhu, Bhakti Sebastian, Balaram Prabhu, and Bhakti Gus, Acharyanartham Prabhu, Karuna Darini Devi Dasi, Sri Lalita Devi Dasi, Nila Madhava Prabhu, Shantatma Devi Dasi, Lakshmi Kanta Prabhu, Bhakti Storm, Dasya Prem Prabhu, and Radharani Devi Dasi, Bhakti Eric Vijay Prabhu, Sura Prabhu, Bhakti Kevin, Sachi Dulal Prabhu, and Sachi Tanoy Prabhu, Maharaj Das Prabhu, and Prem Sankirtan Prabhu, Brigupati Prabhu, Bhakti Jai Kush, Ananda Kirtan Prabhu, Shastra Krit Prabhu. And then there was the Gita Jayant, which is all people that sponsored the Bhagavad Gitas. And I mentioned before the congregation was a very big help in the marathon. And we had tens of thousands of dollar donations from our congregation this year. You know, it's well over $20,000 that they gave just so that we could distribute Prabhupada's books for the marathon. So these devotees for the marathon, this is from the 1st of December to the 31st of December. And the books that were distributed, there were 6,603 small books, 1,619 medium books, 3,066 big books, 24,429 maha big books, 7 sets of Bhagavatams and CCs. And Mayapur Prabhu tells me that the book points for that marathon from the 1st to the 31st was 41,000 book points. Yes. And he says that the Lakshmi verified for this was 55,362 Lakshmi points. Yeah, it was a big, big day. And for the month of December, the temple, Los Angeles Temple, gave to the BBT 67,000 Lakshmi points. Wow. So we like to just announce a little bit here about the year, for the year. First, what I'd like to do is we have one congregational member or members out in our community, and they very much helped the LA Temple. They're like the Shastra Dan program of New Dwarka. They're Advaita Chandra Prabhu and his wife Sita Takarani Devi Dasi. Yes, they're very nice. very dedicated. They're retired devotees. They're retired. And they decided that book distribution was something they really wanted to do. I thought this would be a fine example for other congregational members in the future that would like to do something like this. And the total, it says here during the Gita Marathon, they distributed 2,374 books. And the breakdown was 1,386 Gitas. And they also acquired 2,210 Gitas that were sponsored. So not only did they distribute almost 1,400, but they also sponsored over 2,000. They did one set of Srimad Bhagavatams. They did 553 medium and 435 small books. And for the marathon, they did 5,531 Lakshmi points. For the year, the total for the year is that they did 11,327 books for the year. And they collected 10,273 Lakshmi points for the year. Yes. They did about 14 sets of Srimad Bhagavatams. They did 2,300 Mahabig books and 453 Krishna books. They did 4,652 medium, 3,632 small. And they said here that they distributed 70% of the books by personal, face-to-face, going-out distribution. Yes, very nice. And then they said that 30% of it was from book racks. Your humble servants, Advaita Chandra, Sita Takarani, Devidasi. Hari Bol. So, the top five devotees for the marathon, Prabhupada marathon, was Prem Sankirtan Prabhu, who did 575 small and 10 medium, 681 big, 1,174 maha big, and 3,078 Lakshmi points. Brigapati Prabhu, 300 small, 35 big, 6,600 maha big, 3,600 Lakshmi points. Now, usually Brigapati Prabhu is really good on the marathon, but this year he did a little bit something different. He took a lot of devotees out. As you know, he took them downtown. You know, he had a little crew of about seven or eight devotees that he would take out. And that was what he was focusing on. And it really brought some really nice results in the books distributed. Then we have Bhatti Jai Kush, 245 small, 20 big, and 2,372 maha big, and 4,010 Lakshmi points. Then we had Anandakirtan Prabhu, 710 small, 21 medium, 111 big, 1,807 maha big, and 4,172 Lakshmi points. And then Shastrakrit Prabhu, 440 small, 360 medium, 1,330 big, 7,286 maha big, 6 Bhagavatam sets, and 9,040 Lakshmi points. Wow. That is huge. That's huge. Very huge. Okay. So, we now have the yearly Sankirtan results for New Dwarka Dham. We have approximately the same devotees that went out all together for the marathon. There's a few extra, so I'll kind of, you know, mention them. There was Bhatti Dhruv and Mahesh Das, Bhatti Jack, and then there's Bhakti Henrik, and there was Bhakti Orlando, Mayuri Devidasi and Bhakti Alexander, Bhakti Avatar, and let's see, anybody else? That's about the same. So whatever I announced for the monthly marathon, they were also added on here and for the year. Now, let's see here. Okay. So, what I'd like to do is just kind of announce the top five devotees for the year so that we have an idea what was done. We had Satchitanoy Prabhu. He did 1,918 small, 54 medium, 4,647 big, 2,596 maha big, and 23,640 Lakshmi points. Prem Sankirtan Prabhu, 534 magazines, 5,044 small, 514 medium, 5,587 big, and 4,399 maha big. And he did six sets of Bhagavatams and 24,700 Lakshmi points. And then we had Ananda Kirtan Prabhu, 14 magazines, 5,133 small, 698 medium, 5,130 big, 5,065 maha big, 28,240 Lakshmi points. Interesting to note about Ananda Kirtan Prabhu, this was his actual real first year, practically, right? Yes. Wow. His first year in doing book distribution, and he's soaring. So hopefully we'll see continue. Shastakrit Prabhu, 440 small, 1,360 medium, 1,626 big, and 13,900 maha big, and 29,760 Lakshmi points. And Brigapati Prabhu, 120 magazines, 1,484 small, 1,275 medium, 2,006 big books, and 32,681 maha big books, and 41,375 Lakshmi points. So for the year, 2,650 magazines and 31,900 small, 31,095 medium, and 23,300 big, and, wow, 80,000 maha big books. So it's very hilarious, actually. And so we also did Bhagavatam sets and CC sets. I'm not sure this is correct, but I think we did about, up to this point, about 90 sets of Bhagavatams and CCs, Chaitanya Charitamritas. That came to about 195,219 book points. Hari Bol! And the collection was about 234,000 Lakshmi points. So just a few more here, just about the results. So compared to last year, our Sankirtan collection was up by 2%, so it was 234,000 Lakshmi points. And we gave the BBT in 2013... we gave 262,869, and for 2014, the LA Temple gave the BBT 339,646 Lakshmi points. Hari Bol. That was about a 30% increase. Our quota was to increase by 10%, so we had such a stunning year that we were able to surpassed that by 20%. Now, we did get some help and able to do that. And here in the temple, we were very fortunate that we have the Govinda's Gifts and Govinda's Buffet. So the way that we were able to accomplish this is that Govinda's Gifts gave to the temple 175,000 Lakshmi points. Yes. That is practically the way it helped make it. That was what was the big push for us in terms of some devotees here distributing profusely Srila Prabhupada's books. And then the buffet also donated 70,000 Lakshmi points. Yes. So all these things come together in order for us to be able to accomplish this feat and please Srila Prabhupada by this book distribution. I'm hoping that all of us can continue together to do this great feat. New Dwarka becomes famous for many things. Book distribution is one of them. And we'd like to keep this going on for as many years as possible. And we should know that when we do this, that Prabhupada is very pleased. This is not some self-aggrandizement situation here. This is for the pleasure of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. And as we mentioned previously, that we need everyone's association and cooperation and assistance in order to accomplish this. It's not, no one can do this on their own. It takes a team effort. So we'd like to thank all of you for your participation. And Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Bol. Thank you.
I'll talk to my